hunting. We have a wonderful day today. Praise the Lord. It's wonderful because we have some wonderful people here. I love it when we come together and we have all these smiling faces, family, and the joy we can have just to be together. You know, it always makes me feel special. People inside. Is that thing off the screen there? The little member. Do you know who that little member is? The Bible talks about it. The book of James talks about the little member. James 3, 5 and 6 says the tongue is a little member and boasts great things. Behold how great a matter of the little fire kindles. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members, that it defiles the whole body and sets on fire the course of nature, and it is set on fire of hell. That's a pretty harsh statement, isn't it? But there's a lot of truth to that. Go out in the forest, drop a match, throw a cigarette, whatever, a little bit of fire, and the next thing you know, the whole forest is on fire. I had a kind of an incident similar to that when I was a kid. You know how kids like to play with matches? Well, another kid and I were out in the field, and we had some matches with that pole. Set it on fire. Not the whole field. We didn't expect that. We just expected to set it on fire and stomp it out. Well, I'll tell you, there was a lot of stomping before we got that thing out. Didn't take long. It just went like that. And we fought that thing pretty fast. And fortunately, it didn't get away, or it would have probably burned down half of our place. But that's the way the tongue is. A little bit of something, and the next thing you know, you got the whole place on fire. And you got an inferno going, and a lot of people maybe get hurt in the process. So, I want to think about that. Where does the tongue come from? Where does it speak from? What did Jesus say? From where? Yes, it's true. It's set on fire of hell. That's the source of the problem. But Jesus said from the heart, the mouth speaks. So we want to keep in mind that the problem doesn't really lie in the tongue itself. It lies within our own makeup, our own being. Things we've been exposed to, the things we like or don't like. And so we say things, and it says a person has to be a perfect man to have totally tamed the tongue. I find that, most everyone, all of us, have at times then let our tongues get too loose, say the wrong things, some problem comes, and then we try to, how are we going to deal with this? You know, how are we going to get it back? It's kind of hard. Have you ever heard of Gossip Town? On the shore of Falsehood Bay, where old Dame Rumor with rustling gown is going to live long day. You know, it isn't far to Gossip Town for people who want to go. The idleness train will take you down in just an hour or so. The thoughtless road is a popular route, and most people start that way. But it's steep downgrade. If you don't look out, you'll land in Falsehood Bay. You'll glide through the valley of vicious talk and into the tunnel of hate. Then, crossing the Ad 2 bridge, you walk right into the city gate. The principal's creed is called They Say, and I've heard is the public well, and the breezes that blow from Falsehood Bay are laden with Don't You Tell. The principal street is called They Say. In the midst of the town is Telltale Park. You're never quite safe while there, for its owner is Madam Suspicious Remark, who lives on the street Don't Care. Just back of the park in Slanderer's Row, 'twas there that Goodname died, pierced by a dart from jealousy's bow in the hands of envious pride. Gossip. Definition. One, rumor or talk of a personal, sensational, or intimate nature. Two, a person who habitually spreads intimate or private rumors or facts. Trivial. Three, trivial, chatty talk or writing. Gossip. Nobody likes to hear that word. We're just talking. But this is what it can be. To distinguish what gossip is, there are certain key characteristics. One thing it's always ask, is it true? Because that's one of the problems that so often gossip gets into, is careless handling of truth, and it's not really true many times. It gets distorted, and pretty soon it's there in Falsehood Bay. Will it be painful or unpleasant to someone? You know, people don't mind you talking about them if you're saying good things. It's a neat thing to do is to tell good things about people. And that fact is, that's a good way to answer a person who is getting in the wrong direction and talking about bad things. Talk about good things. So the question is, will it be painful or pleasant to someone? And that kind of distinguishes, one of the distinguishing factors of gossip, when it gets us in the wrong direction. You know, the golden rule is, would I like it said about me? That's kind of the way you can test it. Would I like this said about me? And that begins to raise the question of where gossip begins and just friendly discussion leaves off. Three, is there an overriding need to know? You know, I don't know, you who might have been in the military, they have a basic rule in government and military and things like that of what they call the need to know. If you don't need to know it, you're not supposed to be privy to the information when it's protected information. So is there an overriding need to know? Yeah, sometimes we need to warn about people and situations that they may not like. The Bible says to do it. Has to be. But unfortunately, a lot of times the rule is overworked. There's too much information given out unnecessarily. So we always try to avoid that, and that's why a lot of times you don't know the things that we know about what goes on sometimes. We try to avoid having things come out publicly. And when somebody takes things and goes around and spreads them, we get concerned about that because we don't want anybody hurt. Two kinds of gossip. I've kind of classified these arbitrarily as idle gossip and malicious gossip. A lot of times people say things that really is a little painful, and they're they really shouldn't say them. I don't get too concerned about that, although people need to be, try to be concerned about it. What I get concerned about is when it becomes malicious, when people are really mean to hurt somebody or say something bad about somebody. We need to note that the second, malicious gossip, commonly depends on the first. People speak idly. They talk about things. They say things that are not true, not intending, but they've heard this and they pass it on and so on. Have you ever played gossip? You know what the game is? I'll tell you what. Why don't we try playing it? Who would like to start it out and we'll just run a roll or two? And the way you play it is you tell the person, you whisper something to the person next to you. And then they whisper it to the person next to them. And then they whisper it to the person next to them. And you see how it comes out at the end. Who would like to try that? Go ahead. No, you can't repeat. You got to go ahead and repeat it, even if you didn't get it right. Pass it up to the next row. Okay, what was it that, what did you hear at the end?
Johnny likes dogs.
What?
Johnny likes dogs.
Johnny likes dogs. What did you say at the beginning? Johnny smells like dogs. See, things grow. They get things added on or they lose things. It's really hard to repeat something accurately, exactly as it said. That's why we have tape recorders and things. It's extremely difficult. So each person that tells it a little different. It takes on a new shape and a new context. So we need to realize that what we say is eventually going to be interpreted and understood by the next person down the line, maybe in a little different way. And depending on maybe how they feel. I don't like somebody, we'll express it differently than I think somebody's great. So let's take a look a little bit at idle gossip. I'm just talking here about what the Bible teaches. 1 Timothy 5:13 says that the younger widows were to marry, says. And he says the reason is that they withal learned to be idle, wandering about from house to house, not only idle, but tattlers also, and busybodies, speaking things which they ought not. Now, I didn't say that. I'm sorry. Don't blame me. No, this is what God said. And he said, that's a problem. He didn't say everybody does that, but he said, this is a characteristic, a tendency, when people are just idle and left alone. There's an old saying I remember as a kid, an idle mind is the devil's workshop. How many of you ever heard that? Yeah. People, when kids are left to themselves, they tend to find things to do, and not only little kids, but big people do too. They get talking, and they're just having fun, and they're enjoying visiting and so on. And well, I heard this, and I heard that, and so on. It just kind of comes out very innocently, and we really don't feel like there's any problem. And generally, there really isn't. It's maybe something the other person wouldn't like, But mostly, I think most people, they kind of gossip innocently. I don't know where we should say innocent, but they gossip without intending any wrong. The problem is that somebody else will catch it. You know, kind of like a fly goes from pile of dirt to pile of dirt, and pretty soon he lands on your plate and crawls across your food, and he leaves some of that there. So you want to keep an eye on the problem of sometimes people can really spread a lot of stuff that hurts and it's really repulsive. And Proverbs 11:13 says, a talebearer reveals secrets, but he that is of a faithful spirit conceals the matter. A lot of truth to that. Some people like to carry tales. They're kind of like a chicken with a worm, you know. They got to tell it, advertise it, and I've got a tidbit of something to tell. And unfortunately, a lot of times it's kind of wormy. But as a faithful, he that is a faithful spirit conceals the matter. Now, I've actually been accused of concealing things. Somebody had a grudge against somebody, and they'll get mad at me because I didn't make everybody know about it. Well, sometimes that can be kind of bad. Proverbs 20:19 says, he who goes about gossiping reveals secrets. Some people can just go about around and they can pick up more dirt than a vacuum cleaner. And they reveal that to somebody else. It says, therefore do not associate with one who speaks foolishly. And Leviticus 19:16 says, thou shalt not go up and down as a talebearer among thy people, neither shalt thou stand against the blood of thy neighbor. I am the Lord. So God is very strong, very firmly. He tells us, I am God that's telling you this. Don't go around carrying tales and spreading gossip, things that are unkind to other people. Well, let's take a look at malicious gossip. There's the idle kind that people just do, and they're not really intending anything bad. Like I say, I don't usually worry too much about somebody, even if they're gossiping about me. I've had people say things about me I didn't particularly worry about, didn't necessarily like it, but who cares? I never go and jump on somebody, everything they say. But there's the malicious gossip. Proverbs 6:16-19 says, these six things does the Lord hate. Yea, seven are an abomination unto him. A proud lip, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, and heart that devises wicked imaginations, feet that be swift in running to mischief, a false witness that speaks lies, and he that sows discord among the brethren. You know, a number of those things kind of fit the situation where people maliciously spread things or try to create problems by passing on things or saying things to others. Psalms 109:2-3 says, for the mouth of the wicked and the mouth of the deceitful are opened against me. They have spoken against me with a lying tongue. This is David talking about how people have been treating him. They compassed me about also with words of hatred, and fought against me without a cause. That happens. There's another side to this. Jesus says, blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so persecuted they the prophets that were before you. And that's kind of how you have to handle a lot of this. Just kind of have to say, well, thank you for the blessing. In Proverbs 16:27 and 28, it says, an ungodly person digs up evil, and in their lips there is a burning fire. A perverse person sows strife, and a whisperer separates chief friends. In Proverbs 26:21-26, it says, as coals are, you know, notice how it uses, repeatedly uses this illustration of a fire. As coals are to burning coals, and wood to fire, so is a contentious person to kindle strife. The words of a talebearer are as wounds, and they go down into the innermost parts of the belly. Burning lips and a wicked heart are like a potsherd covered with silver dross. Hypocrisy. He that hates dissembles with his lips and lays up deceit within him. When he speaks fair, believe him not. For there are seven abominations in his heart, whose heart is covered by deceit. His wickedness shall be showed before the whole congregation. Those who spread lies, God says, are the children of the devil. In John 8:44, it says, ye are of your father the devil, and the lusts of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and he abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. Beware of confiding in gossips. Be very careful. In other words, we try to tell, the scripture tells us not to gossip. People who shouldn't gossip, however, they ignore that when they do. But, you know, you have some responsibility. You have to keep this in mind when you're dealing with people. Beware of the wrong ears. Be very careful to whom you confide sensitive information about yourself or others. Better think twice, because that information now is no longer yours. And commonly, or quite often, people will not keep it. They'll go and spread it to somebody else. And there really is no honor between gossips. So don't ever think that your information, if you're telling stuff to somebody who's a gossip, that you can trust them. They can't be trusted. Beware. Beware of churches or groups that encourage you to give out sensitive information. You know, there are churches that do give out, do expect you to come to the confessional and give out information. And that has been a source of a lot of problems. So beware. But you know, it isn't only groups who have a confessional who do those things. But there's also those groups. There's some churches that have the